Well, this is not how I expected to spend my Saturday night. Sure, I'm drunk, thanks to you. You bought me this bottle of wine to bring to the party, except the party got canceled because of this storm and the power being out all across town. So instead of being out at a party with my friends and some cute guys my age, I'm stuck at home with my much older brother. No offense. At least we're not letting the wine go to waste. It's good wine, too. Not that I'm an expert. I would have been happy with the cheap stuff. I just needed something to drink from at the party, and to get decently drunk off of. I guess we've got our own little party going on here. I'm wearing my best party dress. We've got snacks and candles. Some music, as long as your MP3 has battery life. And we have the wine, of course. We could make this even more of a party. Do you want to play some party games? Cool. I like party games. You pick, but nothing sexual. Because guys at parties always want to turn games sexual. They want to play strip poker or truth or dare, where all the dares are dirty, gross things. You, despite being my brother, are also a guy. So I'm on to you already. There's no way you'd let the fact that we're related get in the way of wanting to see me naked. Or even worse stuff than that. And I'm drunk enough where... Let's just say my questionable judgment is even worse than normal. At best, I end up with an embarrassing memory when I sober up, and at worst, I end up losing my virginity and maybe even getting pregnant from my own brother. How is that impossible? No, I have absolutely no intention of having sex with you, but I am drunk and getting drunker, and I was in the mood for a good time. Stranger things have happened. If we did end up, well, having sex, I could definitely get pregnant. No, it's not physically impossible. You're not making any sense. Maybe you're even drunker than me. But go ahead, explain this, because I would absolutely love to hear your explanation. You said there were two reasons? What's the first one? You think I can't get pregnant my first time? I'm pretty sure they had sex ed classes at our school before you went off to college, and that was definitely one of the more stupid myths that they debunked. I could totally get pregnant my first time. Is your second reason just as good as the first? Wait. So you're saying I can't get pregnant because our DNA is too similar? What the hell kind of bullshit is that? I'm pretty sure there are tons of cases of brothers and sisters having babies together. Ugh, like, Game of Thrones! Yeah! Okay, so that's fantasy. Maybe it's a bad example, but family members having babies together isn't something that they talk about in sex ed classes or on the news, but I can assure you that neither my being a virgin nor my being your sister would protect me from getting pregnant. You are utterly and completely wrong. Don't roll your eyes at me like I'm talking nonsense. You're the one who doesn't know what they're talking about. You are wrong, Mr. 1,000,000,000% wrong. I will bet money on it. You know that money I was saving for a new dress for the school dance? I will bet all of that you're wrong. You are so losing this bet. I'm gonna go to my room and look it up on the internet, and then... Oh, right, power outage. No power for my computer. And no internet. I can't even look it up on my phone because I didn't keep it charged. Ugh, okay then. Plan can be. Take off your clothes. Duh. Because I have to prove to you that I can get pregnant despite being a virgin and being your sister. I can't get on the internet, but even if I could, you'd probably just claim that they're wrong. So clearly, the only way to convince you of how wrong you are is to actually have you get me pregnant. It makes perfect sense. Here, let me help you with your shirt. I know I said no sexy stuff, but that was different then. That was before you showed how stupid you were. And I'm also probably a little drunker now. Now those pants. God, you are going to feel so stupid when you lose this bet. I just need to get these pants off you, and then your underwear. There we go. But you're gonna have to be harder than that if you're gonna fuck me. If we don't fuck, I don't get pregnant, and you don't lose the bet. I guess I could do with a little bit of foreplay, too. Tell you what, I'll take off my dress, which is much easier to take off than your clothes. Then my bra. And these panties. Now, let me sit next to you, and I'll give you a hand job. And you, well, you can sit there while I jerk you off and while I play with my pussy. I'd let you do it, but given your horribly bad ideas about pregnancy, I think I'm better off taking care of myself. There. Stroking my hand. Up and down your cock, and with the other, I play with my clit. Thank you, I am coordinated. I should get extra credit because I'm drunk too. But you're getting hornier too. At least harder, and I think it's the same thing. I'm probably doing a better job with your cock than you ever would do with my pussy. This is even my first time touching a cock, so I'd say I'm doing pretty well. Ah, look at how hard you're getting. Look at how wet I'm getting. Would it help if I switched hands so that this one, soaked with my wetness, can pump your cock? Yeah. It's letting my hand move more easily up and down your shaft. And I think you like the feel of it. It's almost like we're fucking already, because you already got me all over your cock. But I actually can't possibly get pregnant from that. But I wouldn't put it past you to believe something that stupid. But I can definitely get pregnant from what we're gonna do next. Even if you don't think so. So, scoot over, mister. I can't possibly get my own sister pregnant. Let me lie down on the couch. And we can show you how wrong you are. You are going to regret making this bet in the morning. I can guarantee you that. All right, there's more than enough room for me to sprawl out here. And even enough for you, too, if you're on top. Given how little you seem to know about how sex works, I hope I don't have to explain too much to you. I guess it doesn't help any that you're drunk, just like me, but if you get on top of me, I think we can figure things out. At least for the purposes of proving your stupid ideas wrong. Okay, I think we're all lined up. Go ahead. Put it in. I don't want you chickening out so that you don't lose the bet just because we can't get me pregnant. So get that cock into your little sister and let's impregnate me. Oh, come on, you're not that drunk. Are you just that clumsy? Don't be nervous. Are you afraid of losing the bet? Are you too intimidated by the idea of fucking your little sister? I'm just a girl. Sure, I have too much similar DNA to you, but you don't even believe this will get me pregnant. Here, let me help. I'll take my hand and grab your cock just like I was doing before. But this time, instead of stroking, I'll guide you to my pussy. It's nice and wet, just waiting for its first cock. But no matter what you think, my being a virgin won't protect me from getting pregnant by you. Okay. I got the tip. You should be able to do the rest. You know, sliding your cock into my virgin pussy, then fucking me, then coming in me, impregnating me. But let's just start with the sliding in part. Not a virgin anymore. Oh, God. If I get pregnant from this, we'll have proven your silly idea wrong. And the whole thing, oh, about not being able to knock up your own sister. I may not get pregnant just because it's not guaranteed, but I think it's the right time of the month for it. So, I've got my fingers crossed. Oh, I really want to prove you wrong and see the look on your face when I show you that pregnancy test. Now keep fucking me. You've got to come in me for me to get pregnant, in case you weren't clear on that from the first part of this process. But try not to enjoy it too much. This isn't for fun. This is just to put your idiotic ideas to the ultimate test. Wait, no, don't touch my clit. I told you I was in charge of that. That's kind of... Okay, you can keep going, I guess. Maybe you aren't as hopeless as I thought. And it feels good to have someone else touch it for a change. Oh, and it feels good to have a cock in me. But I'm only doing this because of the bet. No, don't kiss my neck. That kind of thing is just for boyfriend and girlfriend, not brother and sister. Like sex, which is a bad example because we're having sex. But you know what I mean. Gosh, you shouldn't be kissing my neck like that. Technically, we shouldn't be having sex either, but there was a bet and I'm kind of drunk. The bet. And my being drunk are the only reasons I'm letting you do this. And being drunk is the only reason I'm enjoying it at all. Oh, it was gross at first, but God, now your cock feels so good. Oh, especially with your fingers rubbing me like that. Gosh, your lips on my neck aren't hurting either. Oh, are you gonna come soon? Oh, I think I am. You better come before me. That'd be so embarrassing if you didn't. Oh, no matter what, though, you need to come. You need to come in me because that is how babies are made. And it doesn't matter that I'm a virgin or your sister. If you come inside me, there's a good chance I'll get pregnant. So go ahead and come in me. And don't hold back because I need you to pump my pussy full of your cum. And try your best to impregnate me, whether you believe it can happen or not. Oh God, I'm gonna come soon. Oh God, it's so soon. Oh, it's coming. Just like you are. Oh, you're coming in me. That's it. Come in me. Impregnate me. Oh, then you will know how stupid you were to come in your sister's quivering little pussy. Oh, well, it's done now. Oh, and I'm probably pregnant. I can't wait to see the look on your face when you find out just how wrong you were. You will lose all of that money, and I... Oh, well, I guess I'll be pregnant. So, oh God, maybe this wasn't such a good idea after all. Because I'm a little drunk, I might wake up and have some regrets about this. In fact, I will probably really freak out over it. Oh, but that's sober me, and drunk me doesn't really care. Drunk me just cares about winning the bet and the money, and maybe a little bit about how good that orgasm felt. Drunk me is very content right now. And very sleepy. So drunk me is gonna fall asleep, I think. Right here, naked and underneath her brother's equally naked body. We'll let sober me deal with that in the morning. Sucks to be her.